July.
And we're back from recess. The topic of discussion is penalties and interest and waiver for same. Two things. We want to just have a general discussion regarding penalties and interest, perhaps more of a school us, or let's talk about it so that we can do what we're supposed to do and do it right. Kind of a general understanding and roundtable of how it best works, what we can do to make it better, what we can do to make it the easiest on the taxpayers as possible. Obviously, we don't want to have people incur penalties that they shouldn't incur. We want to, when the time comes statutorily, if we're to waive those, we want to waive them. If we're not, we don't want to. I think I'm speaking for all three of us when I said that. We just want to make sure we're doing what we're expected to do, and we just thought we'd have a discussion about that. Number two, which I didn't know until I saw the pile of work to do, I shouldn't call it a pile, that we have a request. Well, I thought this was a request for a waiver of penalties and interest, but it says court order add-on.
I don't know about that. Where'd you get that?
That was in the thing here.
That's the same person. That's the same person with that.
Okay, so add-on.
Yeah, it's all together. That's this and this, so.
Okay,
Let's talk about the process first.
Let's do that.
May solve that problem.
You're right. Let's do that.
So we need to separate personal from real.
That's what I'd like discussion. To do first.
Well, let's have a good old educational. What does the law say?
Let's start with personal. How's that?
Perfect.
How are we to handle? Are we talking about, I thought the discussion was with penalties and interest. Is it everything? Penalties and interest.
Penalties and interest on real property and penalties and interest on personal property. I think we should have those. That way, since we're all here, we can have that conversation.
First, and let me start the discussion by asking this question. You might understand that there are penalties and interest that can be applied by both the assessor and by the collector. Is that?
We call the assessors a late fee. If they do not fill out their assessment form on time, there's about seven reasons that it does not have to be charged. Right, James? And it's called a late fee, and it comes out on the original tax bill for not filling out the form.
Okay.
Penalties and interest is applied when the tax bill is paid after December 31st of that year, if they've received the bill.
What James, you had put in the box up there, and I think that's what Sheila's referring to. That's 137.280?
Right.
Okay, that was in my box. Failure to deliver list, penalty, exceptions, second notice by assessor required before penalty to apply. And the last thing that I see in that main paragraph, James, says the assessor in all other political subdivisions, which is set apart from above, which was a higher population, I think, than what we are, shall omit assessing the penalty in any case where he's satisfied the neglect falls into at least one of the following categories. So that would be the penalty that you spoke to, the late fee.
And it comes out on the tax bill.
Okay. That's on the tax bill.
So that's after the assessor's books are closed, though.
We're charged to collect that.
Okay.
But it also...
Okay, if it goes on, my first question is, it says you can omit it. That means you can do away with it. At what time can you do that, James? Any time, or is it...
Yes, any time we're made aware that one of these six categories have been met. If someone receives a tax bill with a penalty on it, that's exactly what it is.
137.280.
Here it is. I've got extra copies.
He can pull it up real quick.
Okay.
Okay, gotcha.
You need a copy.
Go ahead.
Someone comes in and says, I never got that, and they can prove by mail that they never got it, we can waive that penalty. Any of these three or six items for penalties involved
on personal property only. Now, that's the main thing we got to get in our heads here.
Yeah,
we're dealing with personal property.
Right.
And it's two different things. So any penalty can be waived by statute that falls in these categories.
So how do you do that? Do you come to the commission? Do you do it?
We just click a button that says which purpose the penalty is waived.
If the books have already been printed and somebody... No.
No, he does that in assessing them. When they get that assessment form in, the girls can tell. They know the reasons. And the program is written per the state statute, and it allows them to click on that. And if they are going to charge penalty, the program is written telling how much to charge.
Okay.
Because I think, is that the same statute, James, that tells you how much?
Right, but when you have a person that comes in that's delinquent in filing... As a delinquent tax, the same process occurs. We've not created a book yet, or we're kind of putting this back on the book being created, that we do this prior to the book being made. That's correct, but not 100% correct, because we have as many add-ons walk in, probably 25% of our add-ons walk in after that date. This penalty applies unless we go in and say, here's why we can waive the penalty from your delinquent tax bill.
Yeah, but part of that process would be you creating a new tax bill and we doing away with the old tax bill that may have a late fee attached to it. So in that case, we're not removing the late fee, we're removing the entire bill.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Because the amount will remain the same, the penalty is removed from that tax bill. When they walk in and say, this is the reason, as long as it fits one of these reasons, we don't have any outside reasons that say, oh, we're going to do this.
I'm sorry, clarifying, an individual comes into your office and hasn't done a bill that
right.
you have turned over from the last year. So their bill from the previous year is in the system. So they haven't turned in a new form for 2012, but their 2011 data has turned over and created a bill for them, right?
But that doesn't have nothing to do with the statute, Donna.
Well, I was trying to set the stage for my comments. I apologize. So now the taxpayer does come in after the fact.
And that's where we're wrong on personal property. You keep wanting to tie personal property back to the real where we... That person, we're not expecting him to come in on personal property. When we know he's there is when he does arrive. In real estate, we know it's always going to be there. We know that he's coming in there. When personal property people show up, it's new. I don't care if I file for 20 years prior and I don't file in a particular year. When I walk in, that's when I'm aware that the personal property has to be dealt with.
Right. And so he walks in the door. Mm-hmm. We have his data from 2011. As a tax, he probably received the tax bill. It's 2011. He didn't file a 2012 form.
Okay.
So now he comes in and he wants to get that all changed. And he says, I never received the form. So you mm-hmm. can write a new tax bill without a late fee on it that time. And we can remove the old bill that was in there with the old 2011 data. Correct?
Nah, I'm not. No, you're drifting off into someplace I'm not
yeah.
following you at
yeah.
all.
Normally that's not the way you do it.
On real estate, I can...
paid. On a personal property, you write a new bill.
When they walk in and haven't paid, they're delinquent. They're delinquent. I don't care if they've paid for 20 years in a row, they're delinquent. Then they file their information, and we don't take what was in 11. We take what they say they owned as of January 1 of that current year that they're going to be paying on. If we see that one of these six categories is met, they do not receive, we omit the penalty because it falls under these six categories. If it falls in the seventh category, they have to pay the penalty.
Let me ask you a question. That happens at any time during the year?
Yes.
For personal property?
Yes.
But see, it's happening before the bill's created. They're doing it in the assessment process, and so we're never charged with that, I call it late fee to on the bill. We're never charged with it because when they assess them, they determine that it qualifies for this at that time. And when the bill comes over to us, there's no assessor late fee on there, right?
Right, because we waive it. We waive it. Yeah. It says right here in the statute.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an issue.
Omit and waive is what I use as the same.
So it's not something that ever hits the tax book, actually. You're taking care of it before it hits the
tax book. The only thing that does hit the tax book is if these people walk out of the courthouse and decide that's too much, I'm not going to pay it. Then you've got that bill out there that's been charged to the collector that she hadn't collected. It's the same thing. Once that bill is made and charged to the collector, with or without penalty from the assessor's office, then they could come back and say, hey, I fit this military category. I fit this. We waive for military folks. We waive for this. They go home and they say, hey, I fit one of them. Well, they come back. I have to waive it then.
So you're saying after the tax book is created, you do have an opportunity to waive?
Sure. If they can come back and prove that one of these six categories is met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Say, like you said, the military, say they've entered it, and they didn't know when the girls put the assessment in. They didn't know they were in the military. They would have done that, like, say, now.
Sure.
They were going to do 2011, and they hadn't filled out the form. And they didn't tell them on the phone when they did it or that they were in the military. Then when they got home, somebody told them and said, well, if you were out of state overseas in the military, you don't have to. So then they would have went back to the assessor's office and told him, and he would have probably written an abatement, correct, and abate that off and put on the new bill without the late fee.
The flood of Acacia Club.
Mm-hmm.
If all their records had been washed away, I could waive the penalty here off of this
right.
statute.
We're saying the same thing, James. We're just saying it differently. The process is, once the bill is created, the only way to get the late fee off, if it's an unpaid bill, is for you to write an abatement to removing the old bill and to put a new bill in that does not have a late fee on it.
So if I'm hearing correctly, James, the assessor's office has that ability all year long.
Right here, 137-280.
Okay, so my question is, when does that not apply? Would a citizen ever come to the commission to waive penalties and interest on a personal property then?
When it gets added on as an add-on as a mistake through the assessor's office, and that's what we're doing here today, as a mistake through the assessor's office, then we say, I left your boat off.
Right.
We run it on, then it gets to the collector's office, and she feels as though, by statute, she has to add the collector penalty and interest, even though we waived it at the assessor's office. We waived it because we realized we didn't get it on.
So you waived it. She can put it on.
Wait a minute. You waived the fee that you were entitled to put on.
Penalty and interest.
Okay.
Penalty. No interest.
Which you call late fees.
Actually, can I?
And then there is another set of penalties and interest that the collector is charged with the responsibility of levying or assessing or adding to, right? That's separate from the one that
he's talking about.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And in the incident that we're speaking of, on which in the past, if under 52-240, when it's a county error, the county commission has the authority to waive the penalties and interest when it's a county error.
Okay.
And on personal property, that is an issue that's easy to prove, like black and white. They fill out their assessment form, and they fill it out correctly. And they pay their taxes on time on the bill that they're sent. Then they go to get their license, and that's what's happening this time of year. And when they go to get their license, this trailer or this new car or something is not on the form. And they say, well, I know I put it. They come back, and the assessor's office pulls the assessment form and sees that it's there.
Okay.
They filled out their form correctly. The customer did everything correctly. And the clerk notes it was a county error on the assessment form. They send us a copy.
Okay.
Then, so the customer's done everything correctly, and you've got the documentation. Then they've added on this vehicle that was left off in the original assessment.
Right.
And this is what we're saying, it's a county error, and before we were able to, if the commission entered in record, agreed that on personal property, when they filled out their assessment form correctly, they paid their taxes on time, and the county just made an error and left off part of adding of what was on their assessment form, that they not be charged penalties and interest at this time of year. They'd be charged the base amount. They would send me that assessment form, mm-hmm. and note, the clerks would, and then you could charge it at base amount and just put county error and the statute.
And that's what, in 52240, subsection 2, it says the commission or governing body of the county approves the refund. So that's, mm-hmm. in times past, we've said the collector can do that. Is that correct?
On personal property.
On personal property when there's an error made by the county. Mm-hmm. That's how you've done it in the past.
Yeah, and there's easy documentation. The assessor's office will pull that assessment form, and
right.
they got the tax bill, and they see they enter thousands of them at that time.
Okay.
That falls under number 6, Jim, on 137-280.
Okay, and that falls under number 6, okay. So we've got two areas that we can fix it under. Neglect, purview, direct result. Okay, you're right.
It's the same thing.
Well, but
no.
what you're talking about as to whether or not to reduce the penalty that you imposed or have a right to impose.
That's different.
But when it comes to the argument to the county commission, it's the same argument to waive the penalties and interest on personal property out of the collector's office. It's an error on the county's part, so you guys automatically waive the penalty and interest through the collector's office.
I understand, I think. But if I'm not mistaken, this refers to the penalty
right.
that you can impose.
Right.
All right.
And it doesn't.
Or so what then you're saying is what you're saying. This also implies to the penalty that she can impose.
It's exactly a duplication of it in the statute that says you guys can waive that penalty interest if it is proven to be an error.
Somewhere else besides here, it
right.
says that.
So to straighten this up, it would be real easy for the county commission to say if number 6 has been checked on the tax bill, then it's an automatic waiver of the penalty and interest. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It'd have to be. It's an error.
I think one of the ways we can resolve it would be the similar way that we're handling abatements now for personal property, that we approve them in batch because you have two elected officials reviewing it, whether it is a county error or not. And that way the taxpayer doesn't have to wait. Then we bring that batch in for the commission to approve later. And that's what we're doing with the abatements now on personal property, unpaid personal property.
That causes the customer harm. They've been assessed, mm-hmm. and the assessors looked at the assessment form, and he said, we left this off. It's an error. And they bring that assessment form in. They're going to get their tags right then. And if you do it that way, you're either going to make that customer pay that right then, the penalties and interest, which is what's happened here.
No,
or else
they wouldn't pay. That's the whole point. You would take care of it immediately.
Oh, we could?
You would take care of it immediately, but you have your documentation. Then you bring your documentation in like we do. It's already been processed. Already been taken care of, but then we bring it in for the formal vote.
Let me ask you a question here. What you're explaining is what we have been doing in the past, right?
That's what we're doing on personal property abatements where the tax bill has not been paid. And the assessor is writing a new tax bill, and we're removing the old tax bill. Then we already processed that. It's already done. The taxpayer can go pay his bill. Then we bring that in batches to you, and you approve it.
Okay. That's one scenario, personal property. Right?
Yeah.
But, Sheila, there's something, because I'm watching you, that we're not agreeing with.
Well,
not,
it's not.
I'm maybe not understanding.
I'm just trying to make it so clear and then
please.
Simple at the same time for us and the customer. Is on personal property, the document is filled out, and the employees pull the form, They see that it was filled out correctly, that a mistake was just made and didn't get entered in. They note on that form error and send it over. The customer brings it to pay their taxes, and we do the documentation on the bill. We put that form in this drawer if ever you want to see it. And but if the county commission under 52...
At that point, and I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No.
At that point, if we know that there's... If you know that there's been an error made, that's documented, you see that, do you waive the penalties and interest right then and the customer doesn't have to pay it?
We used to. It was agreed upon by the county commission. I mean, it was agreed upon. The assessor has agreed that it is, and we have the documentation. And per the county commission agreeing that if it's a personal property and an error, then we did it just a blank under the statute. But there became questions on whether the collector now, and you gentlemen had not discussed it as an entire body since, questions on what the, you know, if the collector had the authority to waive penalties and interest. No.
No permission.
Let me help clarify at least on the one. My question was only intended is if, should this particular instance X be brought to us, then we want to go ahead and move forward and waive it, if that's what we were supposed to do. That's all that was intended. If, in fact, it reaches a point with you and we can take care of the customer, I'm absolutely happy with that. And I don't mean to disrupt what works.
Well, and it seemed like it was working because it was much smoother for the constituent.
Yeah, and it's not any one person making a decision over. Right. It's you've got the document in front of you. You've got the two documents. They send it over to us, and they say, you know, that it's, you know, it was our error, and then we have the authority to not, with that documentation and note, and it's in full knowledge of the commission.
Let me ask both of you and James this question, then I'll come back to you real quick.
That's
Jim,
fine,
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
So if somebody disagrees with either you or James and says there is a mistake that was made on the county, but we have in fact said no, and we're going to charge you penalties and interest, that's when they have the ability to come here?
Mm-hmm.
Is that... Okay, all right.
When they've basically exhausted the remedy with the two offices, that's when they come to us.
Okay.
I'd much rather, that's the old process. I would like to go back to that process or reconfirm that process so that we can speed up the process for our citizens.
And the other little note is, aside from maybe you have one or two, I don't know how many it's called in front that have had to pay it already.
Uh-huh.
The only way then, they've already paid it and the money, you know, it's been, the only way then is to go back to like many years ago, put a line item in under refund abatement, and then it has to be budgeted for and so forth. Where now, it's never collected.
No, we want to be careful on that budgeting money to repay. That should be taken out of the entity that received the money. That's what the argument in the statute talks about. Well, you guys shouldn't have to budget anything.
If we do refunds.
No, they're never,
the refunds should
never
come out
collected.
Of their entity money that where they've collected into.
Okay.
It.
Okay. If there was a process. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So what could we, I'm just speaking from one right here. What would it take, Sheila, for us to go back to that process? Are you comfortable doing in a motion or something in writing?
So we're not in that process?
We stopped the process about 2 weeks ago, correct?
Yeah, well, you got these two or three here.
When we had that discussion about real estate, I think Sheila said we stopped everything until we could have another discussion about what process are we stopping.
All right. Should we go back to the process of real estate while we're at this?
Well, I think so as soon as we finish the personal.
Well, I was wondering about the difference.
Personal is a totally different dog than
if
real estate.
If you gentlemen vote and agree under 52-240 that if it on personal property with the documentation, however you word it, through the assessor and collector's office, that the customer not be penalized.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
If that's what the law says, why would we need to vote on it?
It says upon the approval of the county commission.
Yeah. And does that approval mean that we have to approve each one individually, or does that mean that we approve the method by which it's done?
That's your interpretation.
Really?
Well, that's what every statute is. It's the interpretation of the person until it gets challenged in court of law.
You're narrowing it down pretty much with the...
You still got that?
I do. I'm looking at it. It kind of looks like it's we can with the statute.
I'd refer to 137.280, Section 6, on your motion, and it'll be covered to be applied to that statute you have right there.
Mm-hmm. But that's under the assessors.
That doesn't give the clerk the ability, the collector the ability.
It gives you the approval of it, Jim. If you
it
say,
gives us, but we in 252.240, we can delegate that authority to the collector, is what it looks like.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what I think you're looking for, is the delegation. For us to delegate based off of 52.240, we're delegating you as the authority, the governing body.
Here's my question about this. If you're talking about subsection 2.
That's what I'm talking about.
Any taxpayer claiming that the county made an error or omission in determining taxes owed may submit a written request of a refund of penalties. That's not done, in fact, if it's taken care of at the counter, so to speak.
Right.
Or taxes to the county commissioner, governing body of the county.
Or governing body.
If the county commissioner, governing body of the county, approves the refund, then such penalties or interest.
We could have...
A couple of key words is may, not shall, and then they refer to the governing body, which is, I think, what we're...
So, well, my point is, this is, in my opinion, this is referring to people who claim an error has been made, when in fact our officers say that no error has been made.
That's when it comes to us. That's the only time it comes to us, the way I understand it.
But then, how do we? How do we get to making
that statute was written because of a county error? There was a county error some years ago, and the customer had to pay like $900 in penalties and interest, and there was nothing that the commission felt that they had the authority
right.
to waive into that. That statute came from up around Kansas, Lee Summit, and it came forth and to determine if there was a county error that the county commission had the authority to waive the penalties and interest.
Okay.
On the collector's part.
I'd feel more comfortable doing what apparently has been how we've been doing it for years without us writing something that might in fact contradict what's there and moving so that she could handle it by the counter. I mean, nothing, I don't see that anything has changed. We haven't voted to do anything different.
The only we're talking about is real estate, the real property, waives it, penalties and interest, not the personal property. I just want to make it whatever we have to do to make sure it's the smoothest and fastest for on personal property. I think you're right, James. I think there's a lot of leeway within the 137.280 that we can address it. I just don't know whatever's it.
Well, it
I just don't want them to come wait on the commission. That's why I don't want them to do it.
That's what it's all about, Jim. Because when this was all brought forth years ago, it was, oh, by law, we're going to do it by law. We're going to assess your car, and then when our BOE gets together and decides we're going to confirm that bill, then you can go pay it. That's what we was trying to get around
right.
years ago, and now we got around that, but now it's coming to the penalty and interest falling under the same situation. And that's when the county commission said, no, we're going to do it like Jasper County, Greene County, and every other county throughout the state of Missouri. We're going to assess this personal property. They're going to pay it. And then we're going to mass waive these add-ons later on and these abatements later on. So there's no place in the statute that says I can assess your car and you can walk down to the collector's office and pay it. It's a courtesy out of all the statute put together to the citizen to get to do it that way.
He is right in that. He's just using some common sense to serve the customer better.
Well, can we just go ahead doing it that way?
That's what I want to do now.
With full knowledge of the county commission that, I mean, I just wanted, you know, full knowledge of the county commission that with the documentation, personal property, and the customer's done everything correctly, it's just it's a data entry error.
Right.
And we have the documentation. We put it in the file. And
Can we just sprinkle the minutes to make sure it's clearly that we're all in consensus agreement that we want to take care of that?
The only time we're involved is whenever the customer doesn't agree with either one of those two. That's the only time we're involved. That might.
A?
B?
No, that A was an EH.
Oh. Okay.
Let me tell you something that years ago,
before I was born.
Yes, probably.
I better get my cup of coffee.
Probably. Our problem was when we did abatements, we couldn't do run-ons until the abatements had been approved. That was a horrific problem for the taxpayer. And it meant that every single time the county commission met, you had to approve those abatements in order to get at the run-ons. And there was always a stack of abatements, and there was always a process to go through to get that taken care of. The problem was, from Monday till the following Monday, the taxpayer waited. And when it's at crunch time, then that's almost an impossibility. And to facilitate taking care of the taxpayers, we did the run-ons, and then they approved the abatements en masse when they came in. They being the old county commission, county court. And that was purely to accommodate the taxpayers and not those books. I think that my personal feeling is that we should not penalize people and taxpayers when the county has made a mistake. We just shouldn't do that. And we haven't been. Correct? Guys?
Correct.
Whenever we can find it, can prove it, we haven't been.
Correct.
And personally, I feel that that's what we should continue doing, is following that course. That's how I feel about it, and to accommodate the taxpayers. Now, when in fact there is a taxpayer that disagrees with you guys, I believe he needs to follow this, he or she, follow this statute and put something in writing and bring it to us, and we'll make a decision on whether or not we agree with whatever it is that they presented. And hopefully that's a rare occasion that occurs. I'm talking about personal. Is that enough said that we could move with all concern?
It's absolutely fine.
Is that okay? Is that okay with you guys? Good. What have we got here today?
I think that's a collector can take care of.
I think that's probably the same thing. I don't know.
When you see the word add-on, Ron, I think that's what you've got there. There was a penalty applied to the add-on.
Same thing.
That they had already. So we need to refund.
Can we leave that in your hands then and let you?
Do we now get a refund?
Got to do a refund.
Let me bring this attention of the commission formally then. It is, what would be the number?
Did you not get three or four of those maybe?
No, just that one.
Okay. Have we had not had an abatement written on it though?
If it's not.
I would say,
wait, let me make sure I'm telling you.
That's the only one I saw with that name.
Late fees are to come through the county letter to the county commission requesting it on a mistake. This is what we try to avoid with the process we're trying to start back.
That's the only one we've got.
You see, they pay the taxes on November, actually. And they had it filled on their assessment form, which I believe it's worth it here. And it was on their assessment form. It just failed to get entered in. And so then they had to be assessed on this in order for them to get their license. And she had to go get her license then.
Is this the amount we'll be looking at?
Mm-hmm.
What's the name?
And the tax number is? Oh, it's. Do I use the add-on or the tax number?
Well, they had to do an add-on. This is the original bill right here. But this add-on number is what you'll use as far as the waiting.
Thank you, Sheila. Here's the add-on number. Here's the amount of money.
So we're going to waive that. Yeah. Refund that, yes. Motion to refund $36.25 for add-on 62081.
You would add the word waive penalties and interest and refund.
Yes. I'll change that motion. If I get a second out of the deal.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to waive the penalties and interest and issue a refund on add-on number 62081 in the amount of $36.25. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
So you'll just take care of those from now on. We won't have to deal with those.
Unless
there's a refund involved.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Now we're up to real estate. Is that what we're real property?
No, hold on.
Oh, there's going to be a refund on every one of them.
Hold on a second.
Unless we get it straightened out prior to the payment.
Well, that's what they just did, I thought. Did I?
Right. We only have one request.
Quarter. Do you want to give that, pass that down to Lynn? Or?
Okay. Yeah, we don't need a copy.
Oh, we'll give it to Nikki.
Okay.
And then Sheila will get, or already has, whatever you need from this. Is that?
No, the only thing.
James, go ahead, sir.
There's supposed to be three or four of these.
And when they come in, then we should vote on each of them individually, I'm assuming, if they've already been paid.
To get rid of those, but does these people even know they're supposed to get a letter of the county
commission?
I don't
know the answer to that.
Did they just pay it and go home?
I don't know who they are.
Are you talking about people who fell into this category within the last
last 2 weeks.
They were told they would have to go to the commission.
Some of them may not have been for $4.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
If they come, we'll take them up then.
One was last Monday, but I don't know. We kept a list, but I could not find it then. And did someone come to the office last Monday?
That's that one, I think.
Was the Monday before. They happened to both be on. Wasn't that the Monday before?
That was Monday. Monday.
And the higher dollar one then was the
week before.
I had one on the Friday after, then the Monday, and then
$50.
Well, I mean, if they come before us, we'll address it.
Walnut Shade. I should someday that tonight about 3 a.m. that name will come to me.
Call me. I'll be up.
Will you? Okay.
Send me an email.
You heard that.
You don't call me. Just send me an email.
And you'll hear it go off. I remember they were from Walnut Shade and the. Anyway, okay. But it was the higher dollar one.
Whenever they come through, we'll.
James, I brought it over and showed you. It was a new car here at the bottom, and they marked it off up here. Do you remember that name? Okay. Okay. Anyway.
Now, were we going to also. Were we discuss? Real estate? Or
I think we need to.
Okay.
I think it's a whole different animal.
It's statute driven. There is no discussion on it. You guys can't automatic nothing on real estate.
So we're all set?
Mm-hmm. I think we're all set.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
So every real has to come to
you
us.
You bet. It doesn't stop at me
now,
or Sheila.
Let me add, if mailing, there's a statute on mailing. It's not even a question of penalties and interest as far as whether it's charged. Well, let me go back. There's a statute that says that we receive it in the mail, if I get a letter in the mail today and it's got a December 2011 postmark on it, it's to be taken at the base amount. You go by the U.S. Post Office postmark.
Okay.
And it's not a question that has to. It's covered by statute that the collector.
That you can do it based off the postmark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the only other is the bankruptcy court.
Okay. If it's statute driven, that's it easy enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing to do with real estate, personals, anyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then, wonderful.
You're up next. Thank you, James, Sheila, Donna,
Danny.
Got an outside guest.
Can we take care of this real fast? That's what this was up.
Tell me what that is.
Your ronh@co.taney.mo.us.
Yes.
That's our domain name.
Yes.
It's time to renew that.
Yes.
And so Frank reviewed the contract. And
is that an annual basis?
What?
Is it annually?
I don't know if it's annual, if it's multiple year.
Is there a cost to that?
Yes, there'll be a normal cost.
And what is the normal cost?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. All the other domains cost. I
actually, this may just be a registration, may not cost any because it's only available to us.
This is the domain name registration agreement.
There is no...
Would you make a motion for approval?
Motion to approve domain name registration agreement between Taney County and .us locality domain name registration. Who is... Well, hold on. Where's the contract? The company here. Yeah. .us locality space registrant. And Newstar. There you go. And Newstar. I'll give you copies. And Newstar is spelled funny.
Where'd you see that? Newstar.
This company here, Taney County agreement between us, them, and them.
Second, motion's been made and seconded to approve the agreement between Taney County regarding a domain name registration agreement and U.S. locality space registrant and U.S. TLD administrator Newstar Incorporated. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Newstar is spelled N-E-U. Star. It's one word. You can sign all those. There you go. And then just for those listening, the attorney did review the new contract, and so it's more of a housekeeping than anything. Nikki, before, when you're handing out some things about the... a couple things we'll talk about this time. I've got a list here. Oh, by the way, a little birdie just told me that the registration's free, by the way, that we just did.
Was that the same birdie that was in here a while ago?
One of them.
I wanted you to look at it prior to putting it on letterhead. Yeah.
So,
and then I'll give you the one on letterhead. Okay.
I know this is Nikki's time. This is about Nikki. This request of penalties and interest, it's only going to, do we want her to complete the document? I don't see it necessary.
I don't see that we're going to be involved.
Yep. So we can just disregard that.
Well, why don't we save the document for those individuals that in fact come to us?
I mean, the biggest thing is there's only a set of reasons why they can waive it. I mean, how are you going to do it? I don't think we need this. Oh, by the way, you know that thing I borrowed? It doesn't work on any new computer. We can throw it away. It's nothing but a paperweight. It has no value.
Oh.
As you knew it didn't work, it can't work on the new computers. It's only made for old computers, and it's not upgradable.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So anyway, just FYI. I was just cleaning up trash here.
So you can be throwing that away with our R&B radios? Or?
Yes. It's a nice little photo engine there.
Apparently, there was a project. And that project was at the intersection of F Highway and 65. And Taney County put some money up front.
Okay.
And did some work on a prioritization. This is 2, 3, 4 years ago. I'm not sure when. Five years
ago. It was 08, before 09. Okay. 08 or before.
And it was, I guess, for the lights at that intersection. MoDOT was to pay Taney County back. Commissioner Strahan's request was, have they done that? This came out in the discussion with the...
RMB. Oh, prioritization matrix.
Prioritization matrix. Mr. Ziegenfuss suggested that we get a hold of Beth Schaller's office.
You spell the last name?
No.
S-H-A-L-L-E-R.
That's the way I put it on my piece of paper, but I didn't know for sure.
I didn't. Evidently.
Maybe we have that refund, but if there is a file on that, we need to pull it, take a look at it, and chat with R&B about it.
And the discussion that probably led up to that was about the Buchanan Road, the new high school being opened, and that's the frontage road that goes into the high road by the new MoDOT corner. So if there's, I mean, you may have to go 2 minutes to find that discussion, but evidently there's an agreement in place that we should be able to have it in file, but we just need to see where that refund stands, if we did get it, if we didn't get it, things like that.
Mr. Strahan, were you voting aye on the
domain name registration?
So that you can have Danny S. at mo.us or .taney.mo.us.
That's all it is. It's a free registration.
Aye.
He was here. I knew he was in the hallway listening in.
Shall we move to agenda request review?
Okay, number one. Nikki, if I'm not mistaken, we failed to vote on the two addendums to that software agreement that we were supposed to. I heard it was just a payment, but it actually is two agreements and a payment. So if you would repost on Monday those two addendums so we can vote on that, so that then we can put it in accounts payable.
Thank you.
So that was an oops on behalf of the commission.
Do we have counsel here next Monday?
No.
Neither?
Neither one?
No. Pat is not available the rest of this month. She has a couple different trials. The only time that she is going to be here is for an executive session that's scheduled for 2 hours next Monday. Other than that, I haven't been able to pin
her down.
What's
in that executive session that's scheduled for 2 hours next Monday?
Oh.
Here's what I would like to get a message to her about. Okay. I know that Ron Erickson is contacting her. I'd like to, we're going to have a sit down. We're going to have more clarity on combination of effort between brokers on co-brokerage. We have a priority. We have a company. We can go to them. We can talk with them and work with them about work share, but.
Right. But that's already in process. We just need an update.
She has been developing a refined bid list, specification for a bid list for liability insurance.
Okay.
We need to know where we're at on that.
Okay.
Because we've been paying for
exclusions.
We've been paying for a whole bunch of insurance that we don't need. And there's a number of insurance provisions that we do need that we've not been receiving. In other words, we've been excluded.
Simply said, we've been paying for exclusions.
Yeah, okay.
And that's the reason we have to get that straightened out. Now, I visited with Pat, and she said that she is working on it. You can confirm this with her and bring it back to her memory. But when I was going over those forms, the proposals, that was the main part that set aside. She said that she was working on that and almost had it complete.
Okay.
So, just to get, tell her that's priority.
We really need to know, because it's a time-sensitive I believe the coverage we have is for the first 6 months, so that carries us through June. But we need to start on the process.
Number five, mm-hmm. If I can just bring it up to the gentleman real fast. That is with the Forest Park Estates road issue and the charcoal plant. I've had discussion with Mayor Rayan. There is Missouri statutes that govern how long a crossing can be closed. So what I was going to do with your gentleman's approval is just send a letter to the owners and then also to the Railroad Commission, just remind them of that statute and see if that, by law, that a crossing can only be closed for 5 minutes, barring any loading or unloading. They just can't park a train there for more than 5 minutes. So I believe it's all resolved. I'm going to send a letter, if it's all right with you guys.
Is that in the city limits, Jim?
It's not in the city limits. It's a county. It has nothing to do with city limits. It's about
we can write
county property, county roads on both sides of that track.
Okay. What you're asking is for a support letter.
Or just
said you'd visited with
the mayor.
Mayor.
Right.
Okay. Is it a support letter from her to us or from us to her?
Well, from a letter from us going to the Railroad Commission, just okay. Reminding them to look into it.
Okay. I'm for that.
Well, right now we're asking whether or not to put this on the agenda.
Right, I'm just saying, what I'm saying is we can take it off. I got to write the letter first.
Well, you'll have to have it approved through the agenda, though.
Unless I just write the letter myself as one commissioner, what would you rather do, all three?
Doesn't make any difference. If we have a support letter that we're all going to approve, we need to put it on the agenda.
Right. No, I agree.
So.
But I haven't got the letter with you yet.
Well, what are you doing? I mean.
Even though I'm doing lots of things, Mr. Strahan, thank you for that.
Is there a time you would like to set this up for approval?
Well, how about this? If you guys are okay with it, once I have the letter done, it'll just show up on the agenda. How's that?
That's good.
Let me shoot for next Monday. How about next Monday?
That's the reason I thought next Monday would be a good time.
I wish you would have said that.
Why don't you schedule a couple of minutes time for Mr. Strahan to present his letter next Monday. And
great.
Thank you so much.
And I've got a proposal that's not on here, but what are some of these things, Jim, are you want to put them off? Do you want to just mark them off till you decide to go ahead and do them? Or?
Yeah, take off number four, and aren't we waiting for Frank Cotty on number two?
Yeah.
Yes, it's on his list.
It's on his list. I guess the question is, are we going to join SREP? And the question is, are we going to join SREP if they can? It's the Springfield Chamber, is, I think, Ron, the issue with the endorsement.
My problem is on different levels, but the first level is that they are supporting candidates for public office. I don't feel that we can expend taxpayers' dollars to an organization that's supporting candidates, number one. Number two, somebody help me with what our involvement is in the Springfield Economic Partnership.
There are resources.
I know that we have our own partnership now, right?
Right. And he's a resource too. They're a resource. They communicate quite often, from what I understand. Maybe that's a better question to ask Jonas.
But is the Chamber of Branson and is the new economic partnership we put together a member of?
I don't believe our new partnership is a member. I don't believe it is.
Well, I would think that we would be better served if the dollars came from there.
That's fine.
If, in fact,
they became a member,
they want to utilize them as a resource.
Okay.
I know that that's where Jeff Seifert's out of, right?
Right.
And he's a valuable resource.
And
a little bit of history on that.
Oh!
The history on that is, at one time, we belonged to two organizations that were doing exactly the same thing.
Right.
And so we eliminated one, and we went with the... That was when the name change took place.
Right.
And so we went with one, and now that the other is established, I don't know that we need to if the other will join the SREP.
Well, maybe we have a follow-up. Nikki, why don't Nikki send an email to Jonas and see if that organization is going to become a member of SREP? And let's go down that path. I understand what you're saying, but if they're going to become a member, or if they are a member, then I think that conversation for us is over.
I've got something along those lines I want to visit with you about, because you've got it wrote on here, but it's concerning Jonas and that part of it. So whenever you guys get through with what you're doing here, I want to bring it up.
So SREP is, you're going to follow up with those questions, Nikki, and then come back to our next agenda request to talk about that. What do you have, Danny? Is about SREP, about Jonas and the organization?
Okay. I've been, through my travels around in different locations, I've seen, and Jonas would be the person to contact the tourism board to get this done. I think it should come from tourism dollars. I want to see billboards put on both sides of the county welcoming the vets who spend a tremendous amount of dollars in our county. And as I look in other states and other places, there are billboards that welcome them into certain parishes or counties, and we do not have anything.
Let me ask you a question. Would we better be served doing that ourselves as a county rather than taking down the funds we've allocated for economic development?
And furthermore, it's on state road, so we're going to have to get MoDOT's.
I don't have any objection.
I just want to put it on the agenda.
I have no problem with it, and I think it's something we should do as a county. I mean, and forget about the tourism dollars and all that, but I think it's a MoDOT question, and maybe we just assign Nikki to do a little research on that. Send an email and see what it would take to change out that sign. Because we have now in Taney County, why couldn't it be, you know, something with Taney County and welcoming the veterans?
Yeah, or a billboard type situation that... I thought about this for years, and as I traveled and seen that, and I thought, why in the world, if Taney County, as many events as we have for the vets, and as many dollars as they come in and spend.
What signage can we do through R&B?
Not St. Rose. We're going to pay them money. We can pay it out of R&B, out of the sign budget, yeah. But I would like to see what we could do, what our options are. I think that would be great.
So,
if you want to add it down your list of things.
That down the list of agendized items?
She's going to put it on the list, and she's going to start doing some research.
Okay.
Guys, let's jump to number 7.
Yes.
I received a formal written request from Mrs. Kleinfelter regarding the library referendum to be placed on the November 6, 2012 budget.
Ballot.
Not only was it a request to put on, but within the request, it asked for a specific amount of millage.
I believe
that was correct. And I guess I left that upstairs.
Ron, I question read that in the paper, seen it. Do we want to agendize that? Because I am not in total agreement with everything that their board is recommending. As a commissioner, I wonder what my rights as far as... being able to state, because there's two processes.
History tells me that you take every opportunity to state whatever you want. Here's my thinking is, why don't we put it on the agenda so that we can talk about it and make a decision? Because
do
if
we
in
need
fact
to
it's going to go on the November ballot, they need as much time as possible to do what they need to do.
I was just looking at the date. It is August 21st. We have to have a decision. That's the. I was looking for the last date is the 21st.
Well, what I would like to do is look and see what the law states upon what our obligation is if they propose something. If petition form they propose it, we have to go by what's petitioned is the way I understood the senior tax was.
Yeah.
But if it's set by the county commission, then we can set the levy ourselves, or the assessed amount.
I think we should have a discussion. I think our county council has...
Is it a work session that we need to do? So it would be a work session that would be agendized.
I am fine with it on the agenda.
Trying to find time next week.
Well, how about the week after?
Okay.
Now, I'm guessing Monday's going to be off.
Monday seems like...
Are they?
It's not bad.
It's not yet?
No.
As I read in the paper, I seen that it was unanimous vote that they had on their board for the date. But I didn't see anywhere where it was a unanimous vote for the amount.
Yeah, I didn't get any minute. I guess I didn't look.
You start here.
Oh, yeah.
I can hire someone there. Got more.
It should be. This might be a light.
So we can put that on 2 weeks from now. Yeah, he said not for next week because we don't get jammed with. Now that'll be on a Tuesday, won't it? Because we don't have a meeting on Monday. Isn't that Memorial Day weekend?
We have four of us. Hey, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
I said that'll be on a Tuesday meeting because I think that's Memorial Day weekend, isn't it? If she puts it 2 weeks.
That 29th is 2 weeks. You're right.
Yeah. You're right.
As I usually am.
Ah. Oh. So we've got county commission on the 29th?
Not necessarily.
We can move it to the Wednesday.
We can go to Stu one day.
Just asking.
Week. Right now it's...
Do it on Thursday, maybe.
We can do it on Thursday.
Well,
I've got a 7:45 after I fasted all night. That morning, but I should try to move that.
Move that up to Thursday, Ron.
31st. Is that all right?
Because everybody's scheduling.
Commission on 31st?
Everybody's scheduling for this time of the year is.
Oh, there's my fasting stuff right there.
All right. Great.
That's four.
I think number six, Nikki, is going to be addressed next Monday in our executive session.
And was okay. That a procedure, are we a work session on a procedure to expedite that process?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out where the hang-up is, because what we're being told is it's now almost 40 days ago that their councils had that document. Mm-hmm. So
when did we set the library, did we?
Yeah. You just said for the 31st, Ron.
That's what that was? Do you guys want to move it back to next week? Will we be ready at that time? Or?
Next week's fine. I mean, we can put it on the 21st.
Well, I thought with all this stuff, we was going to move it to then.
She made a comment, though, that we really aren't heavily...
I'm good for the 21st. Let's just get it over with.
I mean, the attorneys aren't going to be here.
Right.
Except for that two-hour time block. Usually you guys have the entire afternoon.
Well, that's fine, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just thought there was some problem with the
great
time.
How long?
For the discussion?
Uh-huh.
Is it going to be a discussion between the three of us? Or are we going to allow public to discuss? Then it's going to be very long.
Before I answer that question, let me ask you that question. 30 minutes if it's just us. I think it's just going to be our discussion because what this topic is... The authority the commission has when placing this issue on the ballot. I mean, and the question, the bigger question is, are we going to need to refer to council before we have our meeting? Because there are no reason to have a meeting Monday if we're going to say, council, what is our rules? And I think it's going to go down to statutes.
Yeah.
So then the question is, don't schedule for Monday and don't schedule for the 29th.
I'm pretty sure the council has already answered the two questions.
Half of it, though. They've answered half of it.
They've answered half of it, I believe, but not all of it.
The question, if I'm not mistaken, the answer of, if they ask, we have to put it on. I think that was the first answer. We never asked them to check about the amount.
I think they did answer us, though, on that. Well, we'll go back and look at...
If they did, then we can have our discussion.
I thought that part was here.
Well, my whole thing is...
Let the board...
Yeah. I'm just read in the paper, and that's all I'm going by, was what I read there in the paper, and it said that they were unanimous in the decision on the November 6th, isn't it? November 6th date, I think is what it said.
That's the date they take.
But it did not say anything about the unanimous decision on the amount.
Here's a question.
But it did in the letter that they sent to me.
Did it?
I want, let's go ahead and have the commission discussion. And I don't
how would you like that title on the agenda?
I think you should have it. I don't think it, Ron, I mean, I know what your question is. We don't need a bunch of feedback or input from citizens because this is a legal discussion of how what
yeah,
we're doing.
Yeah, this is legal. Oh,
either I mean, side.
Yeah.
No discussion
either
side.
We're not picking a side.
No, that's not what I'm inferring.
No, and I'm saying, how do we post it so we don't have a bunch of people thinking they're going to make comment about should we or shouldn't we put it on the ballot because... I think that's going to be fine. They're going to find out it's out of our hands to put it on the ballot. So how do you want to post it? Because I think that's what your original question was, right? It should be three because they won't be here next week.
Well, they won't be. The attorneys won't be here, but I think we need a legal opinion. I think we need to just set...
Then we need to push it out 3 weeks because they won't even get it until the 29th. The 31st is whatever.
Well, won't you be calling and talking to him, though, Nick?
June 4th. Do you want to do it June 4th?
Won't you be calling him?
I have a few questions
Thursday.
For them.
With questions.
Uh-huh. They won't have any more time now than they would then. The 31st, they're not going to have... I mean, we could send stuff to them, but... I don't want to rush the conversation to a point where we accomplish nothing. I'd say go back to the 31st, and then you send a request to Frank, making this for,
sure
we need,
like
we need the answer before the 29th.
I want to have a legal opinion on it.
I can accept a motion next Monday and a second and vote on it. It's just...
Well, I mean, I know what I'm going to do.
I'm not ready.
Enlighten us.
I think our authority
would be very helpful, wouldn't it?
I believe that we should have a discussion. Taking this one off. So we're going to do 31st or next Monday?
Was that pretty telling?
Let's do the 31st.
31st.
31st. Next question I've got.
How would you like it?
I'll come up with that.
He'll come up with the title.
And the length of time?
30 minutes. Because this should be a commissioner's decision.
30 minutes. Donna, did you have something on that?
I was just going to say that if you want to let the board know that you intend to put it on in November, you can always put on your agenda to determine that you're going to put it on the November, but let you announce that you're going to do that if that's your decision to do, but what the value of the levy has not been determined until after discussion with legal counsel.
We could, but we're going to discuss whether or not we're going to put it on the ballot. Whether or not, I mean, those, I don't know where these guys stand on that.
Sure.
Okay. No, I'm not helping you.
Okay, 31st.
Ballot question. That's all right.
The only thing I was going to throw is...
Yes, sir. Ballot question.
We had a request that someone wants to buy our used oil. I'm not interested in selling it. I just want to... Because we put a special furnace in to burn road oil, used road oil. So I'd rather just not... I'd rather I deal with it so there's... In a quick way, say we're not interested...
Or we already have use for it. That's the way it's
going. Can we just direct Nikki to respond to that request?
Yeah. I don't know the quantities that we have.
Did you ask about that earlier?
Did I ask about that?
Yeah, you asked.
Oh, is that
when how this happened and where?
Well, was that the first time
you got the bid?
Is this the first time you had business though? Was this
the first
year?
Time we picked up that 2008?
For this type of business? For
yes.
This? Okay. I didn't know that. I thought it was earlier than that.
In 11, 1911, that was the first thing in January.
Right.
That we did without having any bids.
Right.
So it was limited to one.
Right.
Then we extended it for 6 months.
Right.
2012.
That's all the things I had listed on my my things.
I have a question. Top 10 and second 10 list for legal. Once something goes on the agenda, it is approved. Can I then take it off? Because what you guys have told me is, unless we tell you to take it off, do not take it off.
If
so
we,
the list is
like
growing.
An agreement. If the agreement's voted on, you can take it off. That's how it normally works.
Okay.
Yeah, once
I'm just waiting on direction.
Yeah, no, once the agreement, that's how we've done it in the past. Once the agreement has been voted on,
okay.
And only after it's been voted, because sometimes we post it, and then we would take it off before we voted, and then it got delayed.
Yes.
So once it's voted,
I
take it off.
Make sure,
that's
I
how we've done it in the past.
That's fine.
Okay.
Is there any other pressing issue that you can think of that we need to get on this agenda for the next 2 weeks?
We were going to have a general discussion about road petitions, weren't we? Ron, are you going to wait for the other discussion first before we get
Well, back? We're getting ready after lunch to go into that discussion, right? In our continued exec.
Yep. So hold off on that discussion for you. Would you put on your list, and we're not putting it on Monday...
I'm not saying not to move forward with that. I'm just saying we need to continue.
Well, Randy will have to. It'll take some time for
Randy
to come
road petitions and get with Randy when he can have
it.
But he's going to present his overviews and all that.
Yeah, his overview cost.
Unless he'll block an hour, and he has to go through them all within the hour. And we can wait till 31st is fine, if he can be ready by then. I just want to have this. I mean, all we're going to have is we want to
get into that discussion. But she could even put if the time frame is too pressed, she could put that on June the 4th.
She could. You talk to Randy and figure
Randy's
out.
Opinion.
That's one of those things. I just want to have a discussion. At least start the discussions.
Lynn, would you check for us to see if, in fact, your office has sent a notification out to the other two members of BOE? Because that starts all too soon. Late June.
I think a nice recess for lunch would be appropriate.
Well, are we going to come back after lunch?
Would you get a hold of Linda for us and tell her we'd like to meet with her regarding salaries after lunch? We're going to continue an executive session for personnel. Pardon me?
I don't know if she's here.
She's not.
She was here earlier.
She came in just for that. She scheduled today off, yes.
We didn't schedule a rehash of that discussion. I know
we scheduled personnel, and that's what this is.
Well, no, we can
you
still
mean
discuss
specifically
it,
with her.
But we didn't request her to be in that discussion.
Would you check and see? And if not, then unless you all wish to go into exec for personnel without her.
Well, that's fine.
That's up to you.
Yeah. No, sir. You wouldn't help me. I mean, discussion-wise,
your dad used to say, "There's a traffic violation, son. Step up here, we take cash."
If you want to have that discussion, that's fine.
Well. I know that you had asked some questions, which we received email from Linda regarding lower end, blah, blah, blah. Are you willing to chat about that at this time? Or comments about that at this time?
I have some comments, but my comments aren't going to take long. I mean, I've kind of concluded, I have a piece about what I'm going to, how I'm at, so we can even have it. We can see if Linda's here or not. Otherwise, what do everyone do?
If she's not here, we You mean you just want to talk about it for a little while here?
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking 20 minutes.
Lunch, yeah. Take up to half hour.
Half hour. No more than a half hour.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you mean right now? I'm ready to do it right now.
Oh, you mean to do it with that before lunch?
Yeah. Just talk about it in the next 30 minutes and call it.
Okay. That's what we're going to do. Would you see if Linda's here? If she is, have her join us. If she's not, then we're posted.
We're covered with
her. Yeah, we just extended our personnel exec from earlier.
Nope. I don't need the book.
We're just going to chat on it. Let's go into
executive. Motion to go into executive pursuant 610.021.3.
Second.
Personnel.
Motion's been made and seconded to go back into executive session. That was posted earlier under section 610.021 subsection 3 for personnel. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.